You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. We just broke up. I thought they were the one. I don't know what to do. Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I am a lover, not a fighter.
And Jed Brewer.
I'm neither a lover nor a fighter. I've failed pretty spectacularly at both of those.
You got to be one. You can't.
I can't be neither.
You can't be neither.
I'm gonna go with fighter then. Let's land on that.
Sure. He finds that one less painful.
Are you fighting how much in love you've been that time?
Yes, that's very good.
Well, we are talking love here tonight on The Bridge Loud. A question came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, that says, "My boyfriend and I just broke up, and I thought he was the one. I feel like my whole world is falling apart, and I don't know what to do." I'm sure we'll get into this more and more, but it's fair to say we've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
So, Glenn, what are the kind of things we want to fight against when we first deal with that big emotional breakup?
Well, I think the first thing to take a look at is let's not try and paint a smiley face on this situation. Let's not try and skip over the emotions. Mm-hmm. Let's not, certainly we don't want to wallow in emotions as far as that goes, but let's acknowledge breaking up sucks, and that's it. Let's go ahead and yield to the emotional reality of that moment. Let ourselves go through a grieving process so that we can hopefully come out the other side better, smarter, healthier, happier.
Hey, absolutely right. And Joe, good to you on this. Glenn mentions grieving there. I think it's a very smart way to think of this because this really is more like a death than a lot of than many other analogies. And one of those ways it is like that is this is not indicative of a failure.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that fell apart. This is in a lot of ways something running out of its natural life cycle, right?
That's exactly right. We're sorry for the pain that you're feeling. We're sorry for what you're experiencing here. We've all been there, and man, have we been there. The truth is that nearly all relationships end in breakups. You either break up or, you know, you're married. You know, in most cases,
you either break up or one of you dies.
Right. Great options. Yeah, if you look, the people that study these kind of things say that actually not only do nearly all relationships end in breakups, but actually 3 out of 4 relationships end in a breakup within the first year of the relationship. That's just the way that the numbers track. So that's not a thing where he sucks or you suck or you guys screwed something up because otherwise everything would work out. It's just actually most of the time, in most cases, these things don't work out. This is a process that in order to find that person we want to share a life with in the long term, we have to go through this process, but it's rocky terrain, and there's going to be some ups and some real downs and some moments that really hurt, and we're sorry that you're in one of those valleys right now.
Absolutely right, and I think that points to where we go from here. We'll talk about this a little bit more when we come back with you, but this is not a thing where you necessarily have to have a freak out, because this doesn't mean you are doomed. This doesn't mean you can't do this. It means that most relationships end this way. This is not, to put it another way in this analogy, this is not you getting fired for screwing something up at work.
Yeah.
This is the company is downsizing and you get pink slip. That just happens. That
will happen
to most people at some point in their working life. Just like a breakup happens to some people, almost everyone in their dating life, as Glenn started us off with, we don't want to skip over the fact that sucks, but once we push through those emotions, we can start to see what's on the other side. We're going to come back with you, talk a little bit more about that here on The Bridge Loud.
We'll be right back.
with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm once again here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Breakups are like death, and I know because some have come pretty close to involving death.
Okay.
In my case, anyway.
Not of natural causes, I take it.
Oh, definitely not.
Also here with Jed Brewer.
The begging and pleading on my part. The shameless begging, yes, and pleading. Baby, take me back.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of that.
That's hard.
Did it ever work?
No, never once.
That's rough on the old ego, right?
It really is.
I'm a broken shell of a man with no sense of self-esteem or integrity. What makes you want to not be with me? We've all had that moment. We're talking about this because we are continuing to answer a question that came into our inbox, theoriginaloud@gmail.com, that says, my boyfriend and I just broke up, and I thought he was the one. I feel like my world is falling apart, and I don't know what to do. And Jen, if I can start off this segment with you, we talked a little bit in the last segment about working through those emotions and realizing this happens to everybody, but there's actually some actual scientific research on the way these things work, right?
Yeah, there is. The people that study these things, and that's psychologists and sociologists and doctors, people with a lot of experience
and knowledge. And just weirdos,
huge weirdos, you know, your cousin.
With a research grant.
Absolutely. Yeah. But here's what they've found is that the best thing consistently for everybody is move on with your life. Let this be a clean break.
Yeah.
If you're like me, your instinct is to say, well, we could still be friends, and we could, you know, from time to time, maybe we could kick it, and one thing leads to another, and who knows.
Have benefits.
Yeah, have benefits. Absolutely. I don't even know what that would mean.
You mean like dental?
Yes,
yeah,
just like dental benefits.
Exactly right.
But the people that, you know, when they kind of look at the lives of thousands of people going through breakups, what they find is that never works.
Right.
It just never works out. You know, it might feel like it makes things very slightly better in the very short term, but it makes it way harder to actually move on with your life. The easiest way forward, the fastest way forward, is just clean break, move on with your life.
It's a really fantastic point, I think, about that idea of people who look at relationships from, as they would say, a 30,000-foot view, a little more detached, because I think when we're in the relationship, well, I'd love to get you to speak to this, there's an idea of so close yet so far. If we could figure a couple things out, if we could,
yes,
do this. This is a special love, and no one understands,
yes,
man.
Yeah.
And you've done a lot of relationship counseling with folks over the years. That's dating, marriage, people figuring their situation out. What can we learn from these? There are these kind of patterns that we all kind of know what they are. How do we use that knowledge to do what Jed's talking about here and focus on the moving on and not the going back?
Well, I think ultimately it's important to not think of this as a puzzle we have to solve.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of this. I just need to understand why this happened. It's happened. Acceptance is more of the thing.
This is not a plane crash.
That's right. You make your own closure. You don't wait for someone else to give you that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do the math of it and analyze it in order to have closure. You have closure when you decide it's closed, it's over, I'm moving on.
That, I think, is a really critical point to this. As you said, it's worth repeating, you don't need anyone's permission to have closure. The other thing is, closure never automatically happens.
Right.
You never get the requisite amount of information that closure,
right,
just descends upon you. These are,
yes,
decisions you have to make and ways you need to kind of intentionally move on with your life. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that when we come back to the On the Bridge Loud.
Yeah!
The Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
It's important to have closure, like when the door is literally slammed in your face, it's closed.
Yeah.
Sure, that's a helpful illustration in real life.
That's right.
Also here with us is Jed Brewer.
When they change the locks, you should consider that a pretty clear sign.
It's closed.
It's closed.
There's
the
closure.
Shut.
I think that's what they mean by closure.
Yes.
Is you can't get in there anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're about to get on a plane back to Chicago and you get a phone call that says, do you have a couple of minutes? I'm literally about to board the plane in 5 minutes. Say, yeah, I have time to do that. I decided I actually don't want to get back together. The closure.
Yes.
That's right.
And then there's
that's...
like the plane door closed. There's lots of illustrations of closure.
Yeah, that's right.
You're literally on a plane leaving that behind.
Yeah.
Sometimes the universe provides these kinds of helpful illustrations.
Yes. Yeah.
You may have guessed we're talking about breakups tonight on The Bridge Loud.
That's right.
Our friend of ours wrote in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com and said, my boyfriend and I just broke up. I thought he was the one. I feel like my world is falling apart and I don't know what to do. And Glenn, I'd love to get us focused on that. What to do? A breakup, it can feel like a very self-focused time as you're talking about putting the puzzle together. So what do we do to break that spell?
Well, it's important to recognize that we don't need to rush ourselves through that process. We don't need to do something kind of patch that immediately. You know, and that's going and having sort of that rebound type relationship that's trying to go back, like we were talking about in the last segment, and kind of refire this relationship. It's okay to let a breakup be a break. Let it give you a break.
Yes.
Go ahead and take
mm-hmm.
that time and to recognize this is a good time to let this then not be about you, to find sort of a connection to a larger world.
You're absolutely right. And Jed, we talked in the last segment, we talked about this, about doing things intentionally, not waiting for them to happen. So if you want to focus less on yourself and maybe the sadness you're going through, what are some active type things we look for on that?
You know, when we deal with hurting people, and no matter what's causing their pain, one of the best things that they can do for themselves is to find a way to serve other people in practical, real, often physical ways, because mm-hmm. it takes the focus off of you. And just having that break for a couple hours, you'll feel like a different person. It's so valuable. And I think that's something for you to look at here. It's the holidays. If there are ways you could volunteer, serve your time, give up an evening, and serve other people who are in need, I think it would help you a ton. And there are good ways to do that.
There absolutely are. There are more good ways than we can name. But an illustration, a good place to start, there's an organization called Chicago Cares in the Chicagoland area. The website is chicagocares.org. So you can go to chicagocares.org and go to their calendar, and that will give you both opportunities, because they literally have a thing every day of the week. Earlier today on the night this airs, there were 10 events they had all over the Chicagoland area doing different types of things on this Saturday. So that will give you both opportunities. If you want to go do something right now, you can look for something like that. It'll also give you the idea of what kind of things do you like to do, do you want to do. They have stuff you can read to kids, you can play board games with the elderly, you can cook a meal for people who are having a hard time in neighboring communities, you can lead volunteering at the Garfield Park Conservatory and be out in nature and help people understand that. Anything you're interested in, anything you want to do, there's a way to help other people by doing it, and it's going to make you feel a lot better about the whole situation. We'll come back with one last segment here on The Bridge Loud.
I've always failed when I got this far. Tell me you
this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I don't think I have literally ever broken up with someone. That's actually a fact.
It's always been the other
way. Been on the receiving end?
Someone has always beaten me to that punch, and often I've said, you know, no, you're right.
Sure.
That's a good call on your part.
Yeah.
So Lily, also here with Jed Brewer.
Quote George Costanza, I invented It's Not You, It's Me. If it's
right.
Anyone, it's me.
It's me, yeah. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's about right. We are continuing to talk about the loss of love.
Yes.
The breakup. We have a friend who wrote into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, which you're welcome to do anytime you want. We'll get your question answered on air. It says, my boyfriend and I just broke up, and I thought he was the one. I feel like my world is falling apart, and I don't know what to do. Now we've talked about kind of the emotions of that. We talked about how common this is. We've also talked about next steps. And obviously, eventually, one of the next steps is you might meet another nice person. You might get to know them. Might take them to a lovely restaurant.
Sure.
Where they might serve something with a little bit of secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, as we mentioned before, those are getting more and more esoteric and drawn out.
Yeah.
On to the secret sauce. Glenn, as we mentioned before, you've done a lot of counseling with folks who or either have come out of bad relationships or have gone through such crazy life circumstances where they've never even understood how to have healthy relationships.
Right.
What are the kind of things we tell people to get them on this good footing to go and do something good?
Well, I think, you know, for me in my life, before I met my current wife, I was engaged to another gal, and we were very serious. We thought for sure we were going to get married. And, you know, as probably has happened to the person who wrote this question, you know, you drift apart, you lose that thread. Next thing you know, we're broken up, and you just, it's one of those things you never thought would happen. What I noticed in my life was my whole life felt like it was falling apart, exactly as you're describing here. It was like this person was a tent pole that was holding everything up, and then that's gone now. And I realized, well, I want the person that I'm with to be important to me in that way, but the thing is, I don't want another person to be that tent pole. So for me, this was how I got to the point of putting God into my life and saying, okay, I want God to be that tent pole, that thing that holds everything up. And it really gave me a way of navigating my life without letting other people be the thing that could destroy me.
Absolutely, Jed. I'd love to get you to close on this, because to someone who, on first listen, it may sound like Glenn is talking about an idea that is somewhat unromantic there. Mm-hmm. He's saying, you know, don't focus so much on a romantic relationship. Don't make that as important. But I think if we do the things Glenn's talking about there, it actually allows us to be better in relationships and have better relationships, right?
Absolutely, and here's why. Need is the death of romance.
Mm-hmm.
Where there is need, there is no romance.
Right.
I have needs, you have needs, all humans have needs. My experience is that God is the person who is best at answering those needs. I need God in my life to sustain me. But that allows me to not need my romantic partner, which actually allows that to be a romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I purely want them. I want and desire and appreciate and love and like them. And that's where the romance comes in. If I need them, that kills everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really need someone and love and like and desire and want them passionately all at the same time. Need takes precedence. So by God meeting my needs, I'm able to have romance with this other person in a way I never could before. And that's what we want for you here on The Bridge Loud.
Absolutely is. We'll be back with you next week answering another question right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
When you save me, when you save me, wasn't me alone. There were more just like me, and you made them your own. Now we're united, yes, we're united by the blood to set us free. Brothers, sisters, my new family tree. So I got new blood, new blood, new blood. You called them your brothers, your sisters, your daughters, your sons. Now I'm invited, yeah, I'm invited to be one of your own. You give me a people, you give me a place, you give me a family, a home.